Jovan Švetkovsky, who is, of course, with the Knight Group. Now, of course, you are director and financial planner with the Knight Group. Been going for many, many years now. And today, you're going to look at about accessing super. Now, have these things changed because of the budget?
Look, they actually haven't changed, but I am finding, just on a personal level and a society-wide level, that I think as Australians, we're all very confused about when we can access our super.
And what stage in your life?
Yeah, what stages and the little nuances between ages.
Yeah.
So, and I did find a recent survey that found over 50% of Australians lacked confidence or accuracy, I guess, about when they could access their super and the rules around access.
Why would people, asking the obvious, I suppose, want to draw down on their super at a younger age? Urgency, something's happened, they want to buy a home.
Look, it can be those things. It can be that they want to repay a mortgage. But sometimes, from a financial planning point of view, it can make sense to access your super at a trigger point when you are able to do it legally, because there might be tax advantages.
Oh, okay.
So
does it apply to everyone at a certain age?
At 65, so I was jumping ahead here, but at age 65, superannuation is what I would call a free-for-all. 65 is what we call a full condition of release.
Which means?
It just means you've got full access to your super money, whether you are working or not.
Right.
And full access means after 65 that you can put the majority of your super into what we call an account-based pension. Look, it stays in super. It's just like a private pension account in your super fund. And the benefit of that is that all of the earnings in that super fund go from being taxed at 15% to 0%.
Wow, that's worth it.
Absolutely. The drawback is you've got to pull a minimum amount out.
I was wondering what that would be.
4% or 5% if you're over 65.
Of your total super?
That's right, of the total amount you move in that pension, which will be most of it. So, look, that's one of the very big benefits of understanding. Because a lot of people work past 65. You can start a private pension with your super, take the money out once a year and put it back in, and you go from 15% tax to no tax.
Okay, that's very important.
Look, very important. And look, there is a lot of other nuances as well in the law.
Go ahead.
A condition of release is just exactly how it sounds. It's a condition you need to meet to access your super. Now, for most people, it's going to be at age 60 because, it's between 55 and 60. But
if you're still working.
If you're still working, that's right. But for anyone after 1 July 1964, which is most of us now.
What, born after?
Yeah, born after 1 July 64, the age is 60. So there is some nuances here, Jenny, which are...
Good or bad or a bit of both?
Oh, they're good.
Okay, we like
they're
it.
All good. I've got no bad news today. I've got nothing but good news.
Okay.
No, so look, these nuances are that between the age of 60 and 65, if you're still working, you can access your super tax-free, but under what we call a transition to retirement. So you can only get between 4 and 10% of the balance.
Mm-hmm.
So the logical question is, why would I do that? And the answer is, look, it always depends on your circumstances. But let's say you wanted to put some more money into super and you didn't have the cash to fund it. You could actually pull the money out of your own super fund, put it back in and claim a tax deduction.
You're kidding.
No, not at all.
Just move it.
Just move it. Your super fund to your personal bank account, back to your super fund.
Is there a delay in time to do that? Do you have to wait a while? Or?
No. You could do it the next day.
So you transfer it into your bank, yep. And then from the bank back into super.
Yeah, that's right. So look, I could give you a scenario. Let's say someone's got $450,000 in super and they have got catch-up super contributions. Maybe they can put $50,000 in to lower their tax bill. So they maybe earn $100,000. If they put that $50,000 in...
What, from their earnings?
From anywhere, from cash.
Oh, okay.
Or from the super fund itself.
Okay.
You can claim a tax deduction on that money. So when you lodge your tax return, you'll go from paying tax on $100,000 to $50,000.
Okay, I was going to ask you how you did it.
Yeah, but of course everyone always says, "Well, how do I get the money?" And I say, "Well, if you're 60, and you could probably take $40,000 out of your super fund in that scenario, $45,000, put it straight back in."
Okay.
So there is some nuances.
Is that as of now?
It's as of always. It's been like this for a very long time.
Gosh, there's so many things we don't know.
Yeah, it's always good to remind people, and there's a lot of people who'd be aware of this. And look, one of the other ones that is really tricky, and or almost say it's like a little sneaky rule, but it's a good one, is that if you cease a work arrangement, like let's say you get made redundant between the age of 60 and 65, or say you have two jobs mm-hmm. and you stop doing one of them, you've technically got full access to your money.
Okay.
So, you know, let's say you had $1 million at the time you got made redundant and your intention is to keep working and you're 60, you can actually move most of that million into a private pension and pay zero tax on the earnings.
Oh, gosh.
Even if you get a job 3 months later.
I would need another job.
You might not, but everyone, as we say, Jenny, everyone's different.
Yeah, I know.
And so, you know, that is a little nuance in the rules where you can turn most of your current super balance tax-free by resigning over the age of 60, being made redundant.
Do you have to give an explanation to the tax department?
No, you don't. Well, I mean, you have to tick a box.
Which says,
well, I've been made redundant.
Oh, okay. But what about if it's financial hardship or something?
Oh, look, that one falls under a different category.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that one is actually under what we call a partial or limited condition of release.
Mm-hmm. There's all these conditions.
Yeah, so in some, like, that's in some circumstances, you can access super early, but there's strict rules. So financial hardship, you have to have been on government support for 26 weeks continuous, so quite a long time, and you can't meet your living expenses.
Yeah, well, that would cover a lot of people.
Yep, and in that scenario, you don't just get carte blanche. Every super trustee is different, but you might only get 10 or 15,000 of your super money.
That wouldn't last forever.
No. So it's designed as a bridge. It's not designed as access.
Hopefully there's more employment.
Yes, yeah. That's the key.
Oh, it's awful.
Look, we can go through some of those other ones.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, so, I mean, compassionate grounds. So, you know, you can get some money for an approved expense like a medical treatment, palliative care, mortgage assistance to prevent a home foreclosure. Again, you won't get much.
Well, what if it isn't enough and you've still got the problem to deal with?
You might have to apply again.
And it's our money sitting there in
super. Yeah, that's right. So the rules are very strict because the government is giving everyone a tax break on the way in.
I was thinking they're missing out on the tax.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
They love their tax, Jenny.
They certainly do. Well, like, you know, it pays for everything. I understand.
Yep.
Okay, what else? First Home Super Saver Scheme.
Yeah, so this one, I put this here because it can be very good for the children of anyone listening or their grandchildren looking to buy a home. It allows you to put, basically take out money that you've put into super up to $50,000 plus earnings to buy your first home. So it's a scheme whereby you can put money in, save some tax on the way in, and then draw some out to use as a deposit on a home.
What about the time difference there?
Yeah, so it is very specific. You have to be buying a house to get the money released.
You have to prove that, yeah.
You have to prove that, and you have to get the money out within a certain time period.
What, quickly or more?
I think it's 2 weeks longer, from memory.
Okay.
So it's not, it sounds like a lot of time.
So where do you start with that? Do you go to your super fund first?
Yeah, you can. You need to understand the rules. So I'd almost say seek advice if that's something you want to, a route you want to go down to save for a first home.
Okay. Well, possibly not the young people have got that sort of money, but the grandparents or some.
Yeah, potentially. It can be a way for grandparents to say, well, I'm giving you some money, but I want to see it go in your super fund before I give you more because I want to be certain it's going to where I want it to go.
Okay. Hmm. Goodness, there are so many things you have to consider.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a complex area.
Hmm. What about incapacity? Say you've had an accident or something.
Yeah, so if you're temporarily incapacitated, you can get access through insurance or an income stream. It's not permanent, and as I've just sort of alluded to there, if you're permanently incapacitated, so if you're hurt or sick and two doctors, one being a specialist, say that it is their view that you're unlikely to ever return to work in a job you're suitable for, you've actually got full access to your super.
Ongoing.
Ongoing.
Okay, so you bring down a sort of a payment each month or each week that you need to survive.
Yep, but okay. In that scenario, you've also got access to the full amount of capital too.
Okay, all right, okay. Oh, gosh, I hope everyone's jotting all this down. And what about the departing Australia superannuation payment?
Yep, so this maybe some people are departing Australia after the most recent budget. So, look, it's actually more eligible for temporary residents. So if you're a temporary resident and you leave Australia permanently, you can access your super fund that way.
Okay. All right, once again, I think people need advice because all those refer to different situations for people.
Yep. I would just say to the listeners, if you are nearing 60 or you're between the age of 60 and 65... it can be worth, you know, looking at your circumstances and understanding if maybe there is a benefit to accessing your super.
Yeah, good point, isn't it? Okay, thank you, Jovan, as always.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.